This is James Corbett, and you're tuned into CorbettReport.com. It is the 27th of August, 2010, here in Japan, and the 26th of August in Ottawa, where I'm joined today by Victor Cowenberg and Mark Young of Truth Action Ottawa, a nonprofit group dedicated to educating the public about government crimes and mass media deceptions. They can be found at TruthActionOttawa.com. Mark and Victor, thanks for joining me today on the Corbett Report.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Well, Mark Young, let's start with you. If I'm not mistaken, you were the founder of Truth Action Ottawa, so tell us a little bit about the group and its history.
Well, basically, we started out, or I started out, it all started for me on April 9, 2007. I watched a video, a three-minute edit of a video called The Third Stage, and it was talking about the 11th of every month campaign, and come out and join us if you know what's going on in your city, represent on the 11th. So this was 2 days before April 11th, so I burned 50 discs and I stepped out onto the street and I handed them out. And that's basically how it started, and what I've done is I've maintained every month since April of 2007, we've gone out. So without fail, rain or shine, winter, summer, didn't matter. And it's pretty interesting because over the last 3 years, we've had, our ups and downs. We've seen all sorts of different things. We've been in many locations in Ottawa. And most recently, Victor can tell you the story, one of our last discs that went out last month on the 11th went to a former Prime Minister of Canada. He was actually walking right by. I'll let Victor tell the story.
It was literally our last disc of the night. And another one of our members was just about to hand it to someone when I spotted Joe Clark, one of the former Prime Ministers of Canada, and I literally snatched it out of his hands and gave it to Mr. Clark. And now Joe Clark is for a politician an incredibly friendly guy, and actually stopped to talk to us for a little bit, which was really nice. I'd met him before. Just being in Ottawa, you sometimes run into people like this. And it was literally our last disc of the night, so it just goes to show, always hang out until the end. You never know what's going to happen.
We've seen who's that other guy we saw in front of Parliament? I'm drawing a blank right now.
The head of the
Native rights groups.
Phil Fontaine.
Phil Fontaine, yes. We saw him too. He got our disc. We've got some media coverage over the last couple of years, but basically what we've done is we've maintained that in Ottawa, on the 11th, if you do know what's going on, tell somebody or come out and join us. We've handed out DVDs. We started out with about 50 a month, and now on average, it's always 300 a month, and we've been doing 300 a month for probably a year and a half now, easily, or maybe even 2 years. So we've given out a lot of discs now. This next one is, of course, September 11th, the 9th anniversary. Victor had a fantastic idea, and he posted about it, and it's already been picked up by a couple of We Are Change chapters, but I'm going to let Victor tell that one. We've really just been focusing on keeping the message going, and if not for people like us, the CBC would not have posted a piece on the Fifth Estate about the 9/11 truth movement with Richard Gage in it. They would not have done that if we hadn't have been out on the street every month. Not us personally. I mean people across Canada doing the truth actions every month or going out whenever and just keeping the message going. There's people in Edmonton, all across Canada. We've got people that are going out.
And Kitchener.
It's fantastic. Kitchener from Halifax to Vancouver.
There's actually a new one in Moncton now.
Great. Yeah. So the fight's not over by any means. And Victor, do you want to go ahead and tell what you came up with?
Well, what happened was September the 11th was fast coming upon us, and we had some plans that didn't quite work out. So I just had a brainstorm. I thought, well, what's our strong point? And obviously our strong point is handing out discs. So I thought, well, let's just hand out a whole lot of discs, and 911 may not seem like a lot for some big cities like New York or Los Angeles, but here in Ottawa, that's a huge number of discs to hand out, and it's being that it's a Saturday, we can show up sort of, we're showing up outside of Ottawa's busiest mall at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're just going to hand out discs until they're gone. It'll probably take us 4 to 6 hours. And basically, while I was writing up the write-up for our website about it, I thought, well, maybe I'll just throw in a challenge to see if there's other truth groups around the world that might want to do the same kind of thing. You know, maybe we can multiply this. So I added, on Facebook and on our website with a few emails as well, just to see if I could get some other groups interested in it. And there has been a little bit of interest in it. A couple of We Are Change chapters, one in Birmingham and the other one in the States somewhere. The name escapes me at the moment, but there are two We Are Change chapters that have signed on, and 9/11 Truth News picked it up. So the idea is out there, and hopefully some more people will take up the call and just go big. I mean, a lot of truthers are going to be in New York City on the 10th anniversary, so we should make the 9th anniversary as big as possible in our hometowns.
Right, that's an interesting concept, because the 10th anniversary is obviously going to be a huge event, not only in the 9/11 truth community, but of course in the greater mainstream media type hype community. It's going to be a huge rally and a huge event on the 10th anniversary. So I guess the 9th anniversary is our last chance to make a sort of big push around an anniversary that's not going to be so hyped by the media, not so in such a big way, before we hoping to build up some momentum for the 10th anniversary. So certainly it's extremely exciting to see actions like these taking place, and it's great to see groups that have been consistently taking actions for April 2007, so that's over 3 years now. That's an incredible amount of DVDs you've handed out, and to some very important people. So what DVDs specifically are you burning?
We've actually had a compilation DVD that we've come up with, and it's of course evolved over the last 3 years. Originally, when I stepped out, I had 50 copies of 9/11 Mysteries. When I started meeting people and we started networking, getting together, people started putting more movies on one DVD, and this latest incarnation is by Victor. He has actually composed this one. And it's got four movies. The first one, Victor created for the Feel Good Foundation. It's a YouTube video that's 7 minutes long called Respond. And how many views has it had?
I think it's up above 17,000 now, something like that. And it consistently, it's actually kind of amazing. There's a lot of 9/11 first responders who have seen it. And it was actually played at the Feel Good Foundation's benefit dinner last year on September the 11th, and from what I understand, there was a good response to it there. But it was basically it's a 7 minute edit down of scenes from Alex Jones's Truth Rising and the Dust to Dust documentary, basically covering their health effect and then introducing the Feel Good Foundation as a solution to that.
That's the first movie. The second one is an interview by David Long, who attends our Truth Actions. He's a resident of Ottawa. He was in New York on 9/11, witnessed both towers collapse, saw the entire event, and lived to tell the tale. He's come out and joined us. That's our second one. That's an hour-long interview. Then the third one is
Richard Gage, 10-minute presentation.
Yeah, on World Trade Center 7. And then the fourth one, we've got Loose Change on there. And it's just a nice compilation that goes together.
Yeah, it's the new Loose Change, too, that covers the nanothermite material. So basically, we basically have like the whole gamut of sort of a good summary of what the 9/11 Truth Movement is about, and the questions that we have, and then obviously we direct them to our website, where we have links to just tons of documentaries and papers and YouTube clips that we feel are important. So if they want to do more research, they can come to our website.
That's great, and obviously you've put some thought into the order of those clips, because starting with the first responder issue, which I think everyone can understand and relate to very easily, and then moving into more about what was happening on that day, it's a pretty good lineup.
Thanks.
It works. We've probably burned, I'd say, at least 4,000 copies of that one and distributed it easily. We've been using this compilation for a while, over a year, I think. So.
Yeah, since October of last year.
Yeah. So what other truth groups have you talked to about this campaign?
We sent out invitations to a whole bunch of We Are Change chapters. I didn't do much direct emailing, but I just sort of wanted to see what interest there was out there. Some We Are Change chapters are already doing big. I know the We Are Change LA already has plans to do over 1,000 discs, and so it's not, they're not really participating, but at the same time, you know, they are participating in that, you know, they are handing out at least 911 things. I think some of the smaller groups might, I don't know if they feel a bit intimidated by the large number, but I did include that, you know, in the write-up that it is possible to do this on a budget. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be DVDs. It can be flyers, you know, if you can just do 911 flyers down at Staples or wherever you do your photocopying. And if you're on a really tight budget, or if you're all alone and you don't have a group to network with, you know, just go down to the dollar store, buy a piece of Bristol board and a Sharpie, and make yourself a sign, and then go down to your busiest highway and just hold the sign out and count 911 cars. You know, if you do that, you know, you've participated. You know, you've done something. You've been visible on 9/11, and I think that's the goal, really, is just to get people visible and out there, you know, off their mouse pads and into the streets, kind of thing.
Well, that's right. It is so important to convert knowledge into action. Otherwise, knowledge is completely useless. So my hat's off to everyone who's getting in the arena, and especially Truth Action Ottawa for coming up with an idea like this. And I understand that 9/11 Truth is obviously a cornerstone of what you guys are doing and the word that you're attempting to spread, but you guys also cover other subjects. Tell us about some of the other things that you are interested in.
Well, one of the other major things we have on our website is we're supporters of Kevin Annett and his efforts to expose the genocide of Canadian Aboriginal peoples through the residential schools program, and we have an interview with him on the site. He just recently got kicked off the radio station he's been broadcasting on for the last few years, so we're looking at ways to further support him, and we've come up with a few ideas that we're going to be hopefully pursuing soon. So there's that. There's we have sort of general information about the New World Order and globalization, ClimateGate. Obviously, was a big thing that whoever it was that leaked that stuff, thank you. that was a godsend to get that hard documentation to show how these people have been basically shysting us out of basically trying to show social engineer us into something based on just completely fraudulent evidence. So we've got a bit of that on our website too. But again, most of what we do revolves around 9/11 because it really is the gateway into the rabbit hole kind of thing.
It certainly is for so many people. Was that what originally got you interested in researching in the truth movement?
Me personally, it was what got me into the truth movement, although I had been aware of the Bilderberg group and things like that since the early 90s, just because of the music I was listening to. I listened to a lot of industrial music, Skinny Puppy and Ministry and things like that, and there were, you know, the bands I listened to write songs, like, you know, one of them wrote a song called The New World Order, or another one wrote a song called The Bilderberg Group, so I was already aware of this stuff. But 9/11 really showed me how they really are out to, they can be really in your face. They're not just a bunch of rich people, controlling things behind the scenes. They really do have an agenda that affects everybody.
And I had the opposite. I had no clue any of this even existed until 2 days before the second anniversary of 9/11. And I listened to the radio and they were talking about it, so I typed 911 investigation into Google. And that just took me for the ride. So I woke up by accident.
Well, like so many people do, I think. They just see something one day and it strikes their interest. And because we live in this unbelievable age where so much information is at our fingertips, we can actually go and take it upon ourselves to do the research for ourselves, something that's really never existed in human society before to the extent that it does today. So we're in many ways, we're quite blessed to be living in the time that we're in, so we have to absolutely make the most of it, and I think groups like Truth Action Ottawa are attempting to do that. So, Mark and Victor, any final thoughts that you'd like to leave the listeners with here on the verge of the 9th anniversary of 9/11?
Well, I'd like to say across the world this matters, because it wasn't just the U.S. or Canada that people were killed in. There were people in, I don't even know how many, I can't remember how many other countries there were, but there were people from all over the world that were murdered on 9/11. The repercussions of this event, the wars that they've started, the changes that they've made, all of it affected everybody. There's very few people in this world that this hasn't affected in some negative way. Maybe it's, you know, trying to get on an airplane and not being able to have liquid. Or maybe it's you get stopped at a checkpoint. Whatever it happens to be, it's getting worse. And now they're talking about mobile body scanners where they can just x-ray through your car to see what's in your trunk. That's going to make people sick. I don't even know what that technology is. We don't even know what that stuff's going to do. So it's all, and it all stems from 9/11. They keep falling back to that central issue. So if you can point that out.
Even today there was a local radio host, Lowell Green. He's a local right-wing radio host that was attacking the 9/11 truth movement. So, I mean, and that was just this morning. I mean, it continues to be a hot-button topic.
And so the what I would like to point out to the world, to Canada, to the U.S., to every city, every person sitting around, the reason why it's important to get out is because you know about it. And there are people who don't know about it. So you have to let them know. If they then choose to say, okay, I've heard you, I don't believe it, or okay, I don't care, that's fine. At least they've heard it. There are so many people who just have never heard of Building 7, have never heard of Richard Gage, have never heard of Stephen Jones, have never heard of We Are Change. Get out and let people know. And once you've done that, you go home, no big deal. Everything's still the same in your world, but you might have affected 5-6 people who are now researching this stuff on the net and had no clue it existed, and maybe they're the ones that are going to be the next Stephen Jones. Maybe they've got some kind of degree that matters, you know? So that's my thoughts on it. I just want to challenge everybody to get out on September 11, 2010, get together, buy 200 discs each, find 5 friends, buy some labels, buy some stickers, buy some sleeves, and just do it. We threw a packaging party 2 weeks ago, or two nights ago, to pack 911 DVDs for this event.
Yeah, it took us 2 hours.
Yeah, we went to a restaurant, ate some food, drank some beer, had a good time, and stuffed some envelopes. It was fantastic, and we got to meet new people. So do it in your city. If you're not, if you know about the stuff and you're not doing it, then that's your problem. You got to be the one to get up and do it, because if you don't, CBC is not going to be talking about it 8 years later, 9 years later. So.
Very true. Victor, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I would just echo what Mark said. I mean, you know, what we're doing is basically the only reason that the people that have committed this crime are still free is that there hasn't been a proper investigation and that not enough people know about what happened. Too many people have bought the line that the planes brought down the buildings. So, I mean, basically, ignorance is their greatest asset. And if you can lift your fellow men out of that ignorance, and you can just show them, hey, you know, the official story doesn't add up, and you know, this might be of interest to you. You know, as long as we do that, we're doing our job as human beings. You can't change anybody but yourself, but you can share information. Right. I mean, it's up to that person to have that change of heart and change of mind. But, you know, you can show them where that door is.
Very
true.
Very true.
Go through.
That's right. I think that's why we're all involved in this. And that's the most we can ask for, is just for people to look at this information. So once again, my hat's off to everyone who's out there putting this information out there and getting others to take a look at it. So I certainly hope that people will take a look at the truthactionottawa.com website and find out more about this campaign. And obviously, if you're able to, please start it in your own area. Or if you're in the Ottawa area, why not get in contact with Truth Action Ottawa and help to spread the DVDs? So once again, it's incredible seeing this type of action, and I'd just like to thank you guys for doing it. Victor Kauenberg and Mark Young, truthactionottawa.com, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.